for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday, December the 30th, 2000. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Null of Salina, Kansas is the teacher. This is tape 4 of Dr. Null teaching on the spoken word.
It's Nahum Habakkuk. And Habakkuk was looking up, and he called out to God. And he said, God, I don't understand what's happening. The righteous are being devoured. The lawless are being rewarded. All around us is just terrible things now. He said, what's going to happen? And God says, I'm going to send the Babylonians to punish this people. And he said, God, if the Babylonians come, what are we going to do? And he says, the just or the righteous will live by their faith. The just by their faith shall live. And then so he ends the chapter 3, starting with verse 17. This is Habakkuk says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields provide no fruit, though the flock be cut off from the fold, there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, he makes my feet like the deer's feet, he makes me walk on the high hills. There he says, if everything goes wrong, yet still I will trust in the Lord my God. And so you bind fear and you loosen trust. Although there's absolutely nothing is working out right. And so those are proclamations that you can bind and loose. And you should practice binding and loosening every day. And you should look at the ones that apply to your life. And you should memorize them, and you should quote them, and you should stand in the Spirit and pray, and come together in the Spirit, and pronounce it, and send it forth. He has power. Proclaim the Word of God. I've got about 50 others I could have put in there, but I had them typed on a separate sheet so you could post them on your refrigerator, and you could proclaim them. It's hallelujah. Everybody's been sitting for a couple hours now. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord Jesus. Everybody stand up and let's praise and bless and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus, we praise your name. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Great is your name and greatly to be praised, Lord God. For you're great and a mighty God and a glorious God. Thank him, people. Let's just praise him and thank him. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Great, mighty, glorious God, we praise your name. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord, for you're great and wonderful God, a mighty God. There is no God like you. We praise you and bless you, Lord. We thank you. Speak blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit go forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, dear Lord, I love you.
I love you.
Lord.
Lord.
I confess my sin before you.
I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God,
was manifested in the flesh,
died on the cross for my sin,
was resurrected for the dead,
for my justification,
ascended into heaven,
heaven.
Sits on the right hand of the Father.
Ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I have been accepted in the Beloved. I am not a rejected child. I am a child of God. I thank you, Lord, that you have accepted me. I confess the sins of my ancestors. Lord, I break the curses under the blood of Jesus Christ. For Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. I confess my sin, Lord. My sins. I ask forgiveness, Lord. I ask that you break the curses, Lord, on me and my family forever. Lord Jesus, I break the curse of illegitimacy, incest, fornication, whoredom, vagabond, poverty, lying, stealing, poverty, and any other curse that's come down through the family line or resulted from my disobedience or foolishness. Lord, I thank you. You said that no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in condemnation, I refute and refuse. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill me now with your Spirit, Lord. Set me free. In Jesus' name. Sit down. Y'all can sit down. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord. Lord, I just bind the spirits of rejection now in the name of Jesus, Lord. These are not rejected children. These are children of the living God. I just bind rejection in the name of Jesus. Rejection by parents, rejection by friends, rejection by co-workers, rejection by the pastor, by the prayer group leader. I just bind all rejection that have come down on these people in the name of Jesus. I bind rejection and command him to leave now in the name of Jesus. These are not rejected children. You got no legal right to them. I command you to leave them in Jesus' name, and I speak healing and restitution to them. I bind all rejection, fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted in the name of Jesus. They come out. I bind all lust of the eye and the flesh, lust of the flesh and the pride of life, all worldly lust, sexual fantasy, evil imaginations. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind all rebellion and bitterness in the name of Jesus. I bind bitterness and rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind witchcraft, for witchcraft is a sin. Hallelujah. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, come out. All anger, rage, hostility, and murder, in the name of Jesus, I break the spirit of pride, the haughty spirit, and the unteachable spirit, and the deceptive spirit. I break the spirits of deception, in the name of Jesus, the lying spirits, the ecclesiastical spirits, the false prophet spirits. Come out, in the name of Jesus. All religious false prophets, all religious spirits, come out. All false religion spirits, come out, in the name of Jesus. I break your power over these people. In Jesus' name, command you to be gone. Leave in the name of Jesus. I break all the power of Molech and Shemush in the name of Jesus Christ and command them to be gone in Jesus' name. I break all the power of them in the name of Jesus. I break the power of Tantai and Celebi in the name of Jesus. And I break that power in the name of Jesus Christ and command them to be gone. Kondilima, I break the spirit of Kondilima in the name of Jesus. I bind Kondilima and
And I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in your nose and I pull you out in Jesus' name. And you serpentine devils, you leave in the name of Jesus and you unhook God's people and you come out in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power. Come out now. I break all stubbornness and unteachableness in the name of Jesus. I command you to be gone, all stubborn spirits, all unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus. I break you. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. I break your power. I speak to the spirits of murder and rage and anger, the spirits of heaviness and depression and suicide. Be gone in Jesus' name. All of you, be gone. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. I break your power in Jesus' name. Be gone now. In Jesus' name. I speak healing and restoration to God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break all evil soul ties in the name of Jesus. Turn him loose.
I break condemnation now. Self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of accusation and self-accusation and command it to leave this man in Jesus' name. I speak healing and restitution to him. Turn loose, Condolema. Turn loose. I break the spirit of the yin in the name of Jesus. The flow of the yin and the yang. I break the spirit of the yin and the yang in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out now. Yin and yang and Condolema. I break your power over this child of God. In the name of Jesus, just turn her loose. Turn her loose in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone. I bind you up in a box now. I bind you. I speak dumbness to you that you cannot speak. In the name of Jesus, I speak permanent dumbness to you. And I speak blindness that you cannot see. And I speak that you can hear only my voice and the voice of Jesus. Only my voice and the voice of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And I bind you now, and I bind you, and I ask God to send the angels to bind you up in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Pray until I release you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Touch this one, Lord God. Just touch your Lord. Touch your Lord. Touch your Lord. Touch your Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Touch this one, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing my brother, Lord God. I speak healing and restitution to him now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch this one, Lord. Thank you for Mari, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Mari, Lord. Speak healing to his back, to his legs, in the name of Jesus. Speak healing to his ears, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for Mari, Lord. Let your healing grace flow into this servant, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Let your healing grace flow into him now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch him and heal him, Lord. Heal his back. Heal his legs. I bind arthritis in the name of Jesus and I break its power and I speak healing and restitution tomorrow in Jesus' name. Just thank you for this man, Lord God. I thank you for him. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this one, Lord. Just bless the pastor now, Lord. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Bless him. Bless him, Lord. Let your spirit flow into him, Lord. Let your spirit flow into him. He knows, he knows, he knows who he is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on out of there, rejection and shame and frustration. And I loosen to this child, Lord, a realization of who she is in Jesus Christ. I release into her the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might, knowledge and fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just release it into her now. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Cleanse her, Lord, now. Cleanse her, Lord. I speak the cleansing of the Holy Ghost. cleansing of our Lord Jesus Christ to flow through her in Jesus' name. Flow. Flow. Flow, River. Flow. Flow, Jesus. Flow. Give her the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Strength. Strength. Praise your name. Oh, Lord. More. 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 Heal her, Lord. Heal her hearing, Lord. Heal her, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this one, Lord Jesus. Just bless him, Lord. Bless my brother now. Bless my brother, Lord God. I speak revelation to him now in the name of Jesus. I speak revelation to him in Jesus' name. I speak revelation to know who he is in Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. For my son, I say to you, you're mine. You're mine. Hear not the voice of the naysayer, the voice of those who would come against you, the voice of those who would say that you have deceived. Hear them not, for know that you are mine, that I called you out, I have anointed you, and I send you forth. I sent you to speak my word. I've opened my word to you. So be not afraid and be not dismayed. Know that I am with you, and that I will see you through this. You shall come out like gold has been through the fire 7 times, shining and pure. Praise you and bless you and glorify. That's it, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Lord. Praise your name. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, touch this one, Lord God. Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Touch her, Lord Jesus. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Mishandio, Lishimadio, Mishandio, come a shandio, Lishimadio, Mishandio, come a shandio. Oh, Mishandio, Lishimadio, Mishandio. He loves you, child. He loves you. 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 Never fear, my daughter. I will complete the good work that I started in you. Never fear. Keep your eyes firmly fixed on me and hear not the voice of the naysayer. Don't hear the negative voices. Hear mine. You know that I'm going to complete the good work that I've started in you. And I'll bring you forth. You shall come forth. I will give you the strength for the burdens. I will give you the strength. You said and cried out in your, on your night bed, and you said, oh, Lord, how can I do all that I have to do? Where is the strength, Lord? You said, I will be your strength. I will supply your need, and I will see you through. So do not fear and do not be dismayed. Look not to the right nor to the left, but look at me, and I shall raise you up. Praise the Lord. He loves you. He says he's gone so far, honey. Don't be afraid. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Lord, I ask for mercy for my sister Irma now. Lord, I just send forth your mercy and your grace, Lord. Lord, I just ask for mercy and grace for sister Irma. Hold out your hands to sister Irma. Lord, I thank you for this child, Lord. I thank you for this wonderful woman, Lord. I thank you for. Oh, God, I thank you for. I thank you for my mother in the faith, Lord. I just thank you for Irma. Lord, just touch. I ask for mercy, Lord, and grace that you would touch Irma in the name of Jesus. Praise you now. Be merciful, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise and bless you for this child, Lord. I thank you for Irma, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless Elijah, Lord. Jesus. That's a beautiful smile, Amy. Oh, God. Thank you for this one. Bless, Amy. Bless her. Bless her socks off. I loosen on her the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The eyes of understanding will be open and she'll behold in your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless her with all spiritual blessings. Bless her with health and wholeness, Lord. Bless her with prosperity, Lord. Provide her needs, Lord. Meet her needs, Lord. You know the need, Lord. We stand here and we ask provision, Lord, and release it to come forth now. The provision for her need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know she needs a car. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we release that to come forth now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. I stand with her in the Spirit, Lord, and release it to come to pass now in the name of Jesus. And thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, praise you and bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this man. Y'all hold out your hands to Brother Glenn. Oh, Lord, let your strength flow into him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, to release wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord, that your wisdom will flow into him. I speak strength to his physical body, health and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Lord, Moses was 80 years old when you called him, Lord. His eye, he served you for 40 years, and his eye was not dim, nor his vigor was abated. I thank you for restoring my brother now in the name of Jesus. Touch our pastor, Lord, and raise him up in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for him. And fill him. Fill him now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you and bless you and glorify you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Anybody got anything they want prayed for?
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise.
I just want to pray that I could remember and learn the teaching that you gave here today, that it could come to me, and that
Lord,
answer God's calling, whatever it is.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you now. Just bless my brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Just spirit flow into him now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Just spirit flow into him, Lord. Spirit of wisdom, Lord God. Knowledge, Lord God. His understanding will be open. He'll remember, Lord. We bind the spirit of amnesia in the name of Jesus. And we loosen your memory, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Oh, Lord, pour out your spirit, Lord God. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your great glory. We praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Fill them, Lord, with your spirit now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This portion of the tape is the Saturday evening service of December the 30th, 2000.
Would you all stand with me in prayer, please? Lord, we just praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of coming before you, Lord Jesus. We bless you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of opening your holy word, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to send your anointing down, Lord, to release your anointing on the word, Lord, that it might enter our hearts, Lord, and touch us, Lord, and bear crop for you. 30, 60, 100 fold, that your name might be glorified before all the earth. We praise you and bless you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Am I still on? For the last three tapes now, we've been talking about the spoken word. And we said that the words that you speak have power. Proverbs 18:21 says the power of life and death is in the mouth, and they that love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs also says in a multitude of words there's sin. James said, be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to get angry. And so today we've been talking about how the spoken word affects you and how you should speak. First, we talked about thanksgiving. And we found that in thanksgiving, you come into God's presence. That thanksgiving brings deliverance. It brings rejoicing. It brings restoration. It carries you through times of perils and trials. Thanksgiving with cheerful giving results in an abounding supply to meet the needs of the saints. Thanksgiving with prayer and supplication defeats fear and brings the peace of God. And thanksgiving prevents you from being brought into captivity. And thanksgiving is set around the throne of God 24 hours a day. And then we talked about prayer. And we said the first type of prayer was thanksgiving. And then repentance. That repentance was to be convicted of sin, to change the way you think, and then to turn and walk away from sin to God. That this is a gift of God. That God gives the gift of repentance. And godly sorrow produces repentance, which produces salvation. And we just went into the meaning of salvation, or the Greek word salvo, which means salvation, deliverance, and healing. And so it's necessary to have repentance to bring deliverance, to deliver you from the hand of the enemy. We talked about petitioning God to meet our needs. We talked about intercession, that God is looking for intercessors to intercede for his people. We talked, how do you intercede for people? And you thank God for them. You intercede. Who do you intercede for? You intercede for those that God's laid on your heart. You intercede for your enemies, for those who have hurt you and used you and abused you, those that you've had anger against in the past, and you release them to God and ask God to bless them. And that you don't try to control people, impose your will on people, because that is spiritual witchcraft. And then we talked about binding and loosening, which are the keys to the kingdom of God. And we talked about binding infirmity and loosening healing, binding poverty and releasing prosperity, binding fear and releasing peace, binding anxiety and releasing peace, sickness and health, binding rejection and loosening acceptance, rejection, loosening adoption, deception, we loose wisdom and revelation, binding stupor and wisdom, binding shame and releasing honor, binding rebellion and releasing salvation, bind striving and releasing grace, bind fear and releasing trust. And we looked at those, and we looked at Ephesians 6:12, where it says, praying always, continually for all the saints, watching thereunto, to pray without ceasing. And we looked at the meaning of the word watch, and it one meaning is to be alert, the other meaning is to deny yourself sleep. And Paul said, in frequent watchings, frequently I was sleepless as I prayed for you. And we looked at how it's used in the Bible, and we found that in Hebrews, it says that obey your pastors, for they watch after your soul. They stay up at night praying for you, because they must stand before God and give an account for your soul. So pray for your pastors. pray for them. Obey your pastors. Don't make their life difficult. And so now we're going to talk about blessings and exhortations. And we've covered those things. All of those things are things that we say to God. Now we're going to talk about what do we say to one, how do we speak to one another? How are you supposed to speak to one another? And I put a whole bunch of scriptures down on what scripture says how you're supposed to speak to one another. And we'll just look at some of them. First one is James 1:19. Therefore, beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. And that's not year, that's here. I don't care how carefully I proofread things. It's always something in there. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. And slow to wrath means to take offense and get angry. For the righteous work of God's never done in man's anger. That's what James says. The righteous work of God is never done in man's anger. If you find yourself getting angry and mad, it's time for you to sit down and get before God and say, "Oh God, help me. Take this anger from me. Don't let the sun go down on it." Because really, anger, quite frequently, is unforgiveness. You know, anger will put you in God's jailhouse. If you get angry and you stay angry, it'll put you in God's jail. Let's look at that. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5. Look at Matthew chapter 5, starting with verse 21. You have heard it was said of those of old, "You shall not murder. And whoever says murder shall be in danger of judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause," and the majority text leaves out that "without a cause," "shall be in danger of judgment. For whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, remember your brother has something against you. Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, then come offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you to the officer, and you be thrown in prison." I used to wonder about that. Then God showed me that when you become angry, really angry, you let anger and wrath rise up in you, what you're doing is revenge is rising up in you. And vengeance belongs to God. "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay." And if you hold on to vengeance, you're stealing, you're a thief and a robber. You're robbing God. God says, "Vengeance belongs to me. You give that to me. Don't be rebellious and rob it. You forgive your brother." Because he says, if you don't forgive, I won't hear you. And so when you get angry, you need to settle it. Now, I told this story once before. I had a friend that I worked with once, and he and I were on a committee together, and we made a decision. And I was health officer, and the committee voted on this decision. I didn't really agree with the decision, but everybody else wanted it that way. And so I agreed to abide by majority rule. Well, he got very angry, and he didn't like it. And so when the ordinance was passed, he called me and just said some very unkind things. And I said, "Well, you know, we're just abiding by the majority," and then he said some more unkind things that I can't repeat. And so I said, "I'm sorry." And he said, "I'm going to get you for this." Huh? Well, I went to bed that night, and as I prayed about it and I thought about it, I saw this man was right. He was really right. The committee was really wrong. And so the next day I went to him and I said, I did vote and I did agree to go by the committee, but you know, you're right. That is a wrong decision. Forgive me." And he looked at me. "It's nice you recognize you're wrong, but I'm going to get you." And I went to him again and tried to settle it. When he had his first knee replaced because of his arthritis 6 years later, I went to his bedside and I prayed for him. And when he had his second knee replaced, and then when he had both hips replaced, and then when he had the bones in his hands replaced, I kept going to him. And when he had his heart attack, I went to his bedside, and I prayed for him. And God granted him his life. And it's now been 20 years. And we were talking, and somehow this dispute came up. And his jaw got set, and this cloud roomed over his face. And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to get you yet. I'm going to get you. You think you got away with it, but I'm going to get you." And I'm going to tell you, I've done all I can do for that man. I have been to him. I have tried to make it right. I have, as much as it depends on me, I've tried to be at peace with him. But he won't let it go. He's got a real problem. He's got high blood pressure. He's got arthritis. He's got diabetes. He's got lots of other things, and he's killing him. But it's not only me. It's everybody else, too. But I release that to God. I'm not angry about it. He's done some rather unkind things to me, but I still pray for him. And God has blessed me. He has paid a terrible price for unforgiveness and anger and rage. And he's in the jailhouse because there's something there and he refuses to settle it. I won't say what he's done to me to try to get even, because I put that on him and dismissed it and let it go. And I released it to God. But people, don't hold anger. When you hold anger, you hold unforgiveness. And it will put you in the jailhouse. God said to the unforgiving servant, He said, the master was wroth. He said, You ungrateful servant. You evil, ungrateful servant. I forgave you all that debt. Shouldn't you have done for your fellow servant as I did for you? And therefore the master was wroth and turned him over to the tormentors, that he should pay the last farthing. And so he will do to you if you don't forgive your brother his trespasses against you. That's Matthew 18. And that's what anger will do to you if you don't resolve it. That's the reason Paul says to you, don't let that sun go down on your anger. You know, in Hebrew, the new day starts with sunset. The new day starts with sunset. Paul said, don't start a new day with anger. Okay, let's go on.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.